I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes.
Can you see the heavens? Never mind the world and friends.
That's a family celebration at the Ugandan home of Dr. Julien Atim. Julien lost her mother and father to HIV and AIDS.
The world and friends.
In memory of our late parents who died of HIV/AIDS, may their soul rest in eternal peace.
Amen.
Julien is 27. She's one of only two doctors in the entire Gulu region of northern Uganda. For 20 years, Uganda has been ravished by civil war, healthcare resources are scarce, and HIV/AIDS and other diseases are rampant. Julien was in medical school when she began to connect healthcare and human rights. She became an activist and joined the organization Physicians for Human Rights. And while northern Uganda remains a no-go zone for most health professionals, Dr. Atim chooses to live and work there. Here's an audio postcard from Julien Atim, working on the front line of HIV and AIDS.
In a surrounding of a population of about 300,000, we have only about two doctors, and many times on and off they live, on and off they live. And this has a lot of impact on the kind of health system that is delivered to the people there. What they leave behind is like a car without an engine. You can't drive a car without an engine. They may be the drugs, we may have the building, we may have whatever it is, but if we don't have healthcare workers, we will not be able to provide the healthcare that has to be provided to the people. I wake up in the morning by around 6:30 and do my daily morning prayer, have a shower, go have my breakfast, and walk to the hospital. The hospital is about 400 meters away from where I live, and it's called Anaka Hospital. This is a hospital that was destroyed during the 20-year-old war, and it's being renovated slowly. It has about 100 beds. However, because of the overcrowding in such areas, sometimes patients have to share beds. On average, I see from between 50 to about 150 patients per day. This also has an impact on the patients because they have to keep waiting. It's a bit difficult because of no lighting. We rely on a generator that has about only 3 hours. They put it on from around 7 to 10 because of fuel not being available and being expensive. And this has a lot of implications because, like, sometimes if you're called upon later than the time when it's on, you have to use, like, a paraffin lamp to assess a patient. And some procedures just can't be done without good lighting.
She can start treatment, really, because it looks like her condition is deteriorating.
When, like, a family has lost a patient due to, like, HIV/AIDS, it's really a very difficult situation because many times it's normally the head of the family that normally is lost with HIV. They, like, kind of mourn, and, you know, it is really a very devastating scene to see even young children, like as early as 5, trying to think ahead what that would have an impact on them. I mean, it's not just lost to that family. I believe it's also lost to me and lost to the world, because this is someone who probably could be tomorrow's leader in the family, wherever they are, or tomorrow's leader in the country. When this happens, I compose myself and stay strong because they're looking at me as a role model. And many times I have had to share my personal story with, like, such families on how I lost both of my parents to HIV/AIDS, but it was not the end of the world. I looked forward ahead on how I can move on and still make life the same as if they were still alive. Talking helps them overcome, but it's done in steps. Initially, because of the overwhelming denial they are having, it's quite difficult for them to, like, accept.
Any other suggestions she has that could help her?
I feel it's my obligation to offer a service where it's most needed. If I left Africa, I believe I will have cheated the welders overall. I would have also cheated myself. I'll be a very bad example to them. I want to see a world of equitable healthcare. It's an inner feeling, a humanitarian feeling. I know I can't do all there is to do in the world to bring equity in healthcare, but the little I have through offering my services, I feel I should do it as a contribution for ensuring that life in terms of health is better in the world overall.
You can learn more about Uganda's struggles with healthcare and human rights. Just go to phrusa.org.